USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 days before President Trump is to meet with Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, in Helsinki, Finland, a top U.S. Democrat says,
there should be no one-on-one meeting between this president and Mr. Putin. There needs to be other Americans in the room.
Senate Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia saying that's especially true after a dozen Russian intelligence officials were accused and indicted yesterday of trying to influence the U.S. presidential election in 2016.
If he and his team are not willing to make the facts of this indictment a top priority of the meeting with Putin, then he needs to cancel the Helsinki summit.
Those indictments claim that Russia military intelligence officers covertly monitored computers of the Clinton and Democratic campaign committees and stole large amounts of data. Trump says he is going to raise the issue with Russia's president. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In the Democrats' weekly address, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says that President Trump's pick of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to succeed Anthony Kennedy on the nation's highest court is just an effort to uphold Trump's political agenda and to please right-wing organizations.
This president, in a dramatic departure from his predecessors, set extreme ideological litmus tests for this Supreme Court nominee.
People in at least 10 states now reporting cases of a stomach parasite after eating McDonald's salads. Health officials in Wisconsin, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota now joining some other states in reporting such cases. So far, 54 cases of the stomach parasite in the affected states have been confirmed. McDonald's saying it's cooperating with the CDC and FDA in investigating the specific source of that outbreak. In the World Cup wrap-up, Croatia and France will square off for the championship in Moscow tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A few days after resigning as chairman of the board of Papa John's, John Schnatter, the founder of the pizza chain, is now being pulled from all of the company's ads. It's been reported that he used a racial slur during a company conference call in May, and Schnatter has admitted to the allegations. And since then, Major League Baseball has suspended its Papa John's promotions, and a number of teams are distancing themselves from the brand. And on Friday, the company's CEO said Schnatter will no longer be included in any Papa John's advertisements. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has his first visit with Mexico's president-elect. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Secretary of State Pompeo says the Trump administration regards Mexico as a vital partner.
As just one example, we're working together to help our partners in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras reduce insecurity and violence, enhance their economic opportunity, and fight corruption in their countries. Progress in these areas will reduce the irregular migration that undermines the security of both the United States and Mexico.
Pompeo didn't comment publicly to the family separations issues, but stressed border security at the end of his visit.
And a minor league baseball team in Alabama will be having some fun next Friday night with a promotion they're calling Millennials Night. It means everyone who proves with their ID that they're a millennial will get a participation ribbon just for showing up. They will also offer napping stations, selfie stations, and they're serving avocados. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.